February 1915. We are having better weather here just now. I don't suppose it will last long enough to make an alteration in our plans, which are to hand on here. They are certainly the best. Here we are, and here we remain. You seem to be dreading what may happen when we start advancing again. Well, we are expecting great things to happen, owing to our increasing superiority. There is a great deal of difference in our services to its condition, say, when we hand it here. Infantry are bearing the brunt of the work just now, and the cavalry are still in reserve, though the regiment is up every day trench digging. This war is nearly all trenches, and infantry are the men who are in them. We feel like shirkers when we pass infantry on the road. However, the infantry get a few days' rest every 4 days and a bath every time they come in from the trenches, which must be a godsend. It is wonderful what a difference a bit fine weather makes. The men going up or coming down from the trenches are all singing. They are simply great. The artillery seems to be increasing in superiority every day. We are expecting great things from our artillery. It seems droll that that arm of the service which does most harm lies behind the line of almost absolute security. The guns are placed so far behind the line that they are firing from districts to which the people have long since returned to follow the ordinary routine of their everyday life, tilling the soil, threshing the corn, tending the cattle, and so on. Yet the gun nearby are constantly booming away, perhaps wreaking vengeance some 8 or 10 miles away. There is certainly no romance about the Royal Garrison Artillery. The air service, the eyes of our army, does absolute wonders. It is a common sight to see our airmen whirring through the air nonchalantly, carrying out most important work in an absolute hail of rifle bullets, and in the midst of bursting shrapnel shells. It is thrilling to see them volplaning, banking up, even looping amidst such conditions. They know no fear. Yesterday, one of our planes passed over our heads pursuing a German plane. It was exciting to see them struggling for the position of mastery. They were firing on one another all the time. The Englishman brought down his man within the English lines. We all take our hats off to the men of the Flying Corps. I've come across two shieldsmen this week. One, a chap called Curley, a motorcyclist, and a chap called Leslie, who was in Messrs. Woods, the tailors. He is in the cyclist company. I haven't got a fur coat, and I don't want one. So far, although the weather has been wet, it has not been so cold as we know it on our sea coast. However, we haven't wanted clothing to keep the cold out. I have a British warmer, a thick coat with a sort of blanket lining, and, as an extra protection against the wet, I am fortunate to have a long Macintosh, also an army issue. Seriously, we don't think so much about the war as we did when we were at Castle Eden. We go about the roads here much more freely than we did at home. We often laugh about our night patrols at home.